Portland City Council have come back from recess. It is still May 26, 2010, and it is still Wednesday, afternoon, 3 o'clock time certain. Sue, can you please read the title for item number 780?
Authorize a grant agreement with Choose Local for $4,995 to publicize the benefits of the Portland Rewards credit card program to Portland residents, public schools, and businesses.
Well, a couple of introductory remarks, along with Multnomah County Chair Jeff Kogan and before him Ted Wheeler. I would like to thank the Education Cabinet for helping to create, put in place, and implement some key strategies that will bring additional community support to the success of all schools in Multnomah County. Commissioner Saltzman and his work on the Children's Levy has also been key, along with the leadership at the Portland Schools Foundation, Work Systems, and everyone involved in the government side. But government alone can't solve the problem that 4 out of 10 eighth graders do not graduate from high school on time. It takes a public-private effort, and I'm very pleased today to bring forward for council recognition, accepting a generous offer from MapClix and ChooseLocal.com, along with Unitas Community Credit Union, that you're going to hear about in just a minute. I like the two together because for every $100 that is spent at a local independently owned store, 68 stays in the local economy in the form of payroll and taxes and economic benefit, compared to national chains, which have their place in the city of Portland. National chains, where every $100 spent at a national chains, 43% stay in Portland. Portland has more locally owned neighborhood businesses, businesses that are five or less employees per capita, than any place we can find among major cities. And I think that's a great thing. But in this recession, it's local businesses that have had hard time getting access to capital, while at the same time have struggled along with all businesses to get customers through the door. The Portland is Better Together campaign is an umbrella that the council has worked under to make sure that we are helping folks in greatest need. And so today, along with the partnership of the businesses that I mentioned, we are rolling out a Portland Rewards Card, a hyper-local credit card program through Unitas where customers can learn about discounts and specials at local stores, and where 50% of the net interchange income on each transaction will be donated to Multnomah County's Sun Schools and Summer Youth Connect programs. So shopping at local stores is always a good thing, but now it comes with donating a donation for local schools. And with that, I'd like to invite up the David Bentley, Paul Kirkbride, and Mr. Fish, do you want to come up as well? Please come up. Not the other Mr. Fish. First up, David, and our good friends Paul at MapClix, Choose Local, and Unitas. This wouldn't be happening without your interest, your generosity, and being incredibly creative. So thank you both.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good afternoon, Mayor Adams and the council members. I am David Bentley, CEO of Choose Local. I'm joined today here with Paul Kirkbride, Vice President of Credit Services, Unitas Community Credit Union, and I also have behind me my marketing director observing as well. To give you a background on our company, we've been working with neighborhood businesses since 2002, starting with the Alberta Street Walking Map, and now we publish and distribute over 10 different maps for different districts, and we're totaling almost 2 million maps a year for those districts. 2 years ago, we started Choose Local program with this card here. And it promotes businesses, encourages, as you had mentioned, encourages people to shop local and with these local companies. These cards are free, and it's gained a lot of momentum in the last 2 years. And they're available at businesses, local businesses, and we distribute them at community events and so on. Almost a year ago, we formed a partnership with Unitas Community Credit Union to create this credit card that now I just received that benefits cardholders and their community. Choose Local Visa credit card is an affordable card with a competitive rates without costly fees and gotchas and things of that nature. The Choose Local The Choose Local Visa program continues Unitas' goal in serving the community with while fulfilling Choose Local's mission of promoting local businesses and saving people money. 50%, as you mentioned, Mr. Mayor, of the net interchange income of the Choose Local Visa credit card will be donated to the Portland Multnomah County Education Cabinet. The cabinet will use this income to promote its goals of improving high school graduates' rates, utilizing the program schools, uniting neighborhoods, and Summer Youth Connect. There are three ways to apply for the Choose Local Visa card, by visiting Unitas branch, by calling Unitas, or by going to the website, chooselocalvisa.com. Unitas membership is required, a $5 membership. It's open to the membership is open to those who live or work in Multnomah, Washington, Clackamas, Marion, Polk, Yamhill, or Clark counties. This $4,995 grant is to supplement the funding of the launch of the Choose Local Visa. The funds will be used primarily for advertising purposes. We'd like to thank the mayor and the city council for allowing us this time to present our application for the grant.
Sir?
I have no prepared comments. I'm here to support David.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor and commissioners. I'm Warren Fish, policy advisor to County Chair Jeff Kogan. And I'm really excited to be here today to talk about this grant and the Choose Local credit card. It's really exciting that this will be a way for people to really get more involved in their community through regular everyday purchases. As you all know, buying locally is a great practice for us to adopt, along with reusing, reducing, and recycling in order to support local businesses, keep people employed locally, and it's great that it says right on there, choose local, because it's a helpful reminder as you reach for your wallet that you can make a conscious choice about how you're going to be a consumer here in Portland to help the community. And that helpful reminder is also going to translate into support for Sun Community Schools and Summer Youth Connect. And I'll tell you a little bit about Sun Community Schools. I know you're pretty familiar with the program, but for those who don't know, Sun is active in 58 schools in Multnomah County across six school districts. It focuses on low-income schools with a large low-income population. 71% of the kids served by Sun are kids on free or reduced-price lunch, and 63% are from a culturally specific community. Sun works closely with school principals and other school personnel to build on positive assets in the school community in a partnership that brings other nonprofit groups into schools to deliver after-school programming, before-school programming, school counseling, a wide range of services from academic to emotional and social supports. It also connects families and parents to services they may not be aware of. So it's really great to see this additional help coming in. There's great need in our schools right now, and we would love to expand the Sun program. I'm hopeful that a lot of people in the community will sign up for this card and let their transaction fees that right now are going to large banks typically stay in our local economy and help support local business, but also support our kids and our youth in our Sun schools. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hi, welcome.
Hi.
I got to scoot over there.
I don't have the rollers.
Hi, good afternoon, Mayor Adams and commissioners. My name is Barbara Timper, and I am the Summer Youth Program Manager at Work Systems, Inc., and I really appreciate the opportunity to come and talk to you and to support the Choose Local initiative. Summer Youth Connect, as you probably know, is an initiative of the Education Cabinet to provide meaningful activities for youth in the summer months so that they can stay connected to school and stay connected to the idea about needing to have additional education and to be successful in the workforce. The Summer Youth Connect programs are the ninth grade counts program, which provides career and college exposure to youth as they're transitioning into ninth grade. There's the career plus college connections program for youth that are transitioning from ninth to 10th grade that gives opportunity to do credit recovery if youth have failed core classes in their ninth grade year and to allow them to do more in-depth career exploration in one of the recognized career pathways. And the third program under the Summer Youth Connect is Youth Summer Works, which is a subsidized work experience program for youth during their 10th and 11th and 12th grade years. These programs all take money to be successful, and having had the wonderful pleasure of stimulus money last year to run a summer youth jobs program, and then this year having none, it's the need to find opportunities, multiple opportunities with both the public and the private sector to create a funding stream to help continue to support the programs year after year is really important. So I say thank you very much for your willingness to support kids in our community, and am again appreciative to have this opportunity to come and support this effort in your application.
Thank you for your work. I was just at Marshall High School last night. My son is a tutor in the Step Up program that Open Meadows runs there, and they were signing kids up for Summer Youth Connect, and there were a lot of sign-ups.
So oh, that's great. It's, glad to hear.
It's a hugely successful program in terms of keeping students connected and giving them that adult mentoring support. So how do I and anybody else sign up for one of these credit cards?
Take it.
Well, basically, there's an internet website as well as Unitas has its website as well, and we have flyers going out amongst all the community to show people how easily. Being that I've been doing the maps for so many years, I have a lot of great business partners that are placing those flyers around and things like that. So we're gonna have really good penetration in the market that way in terms of marketing. But as far as someone just knowing more about it, if you go to ChooseLocal.com, because the credit card is twofold. It's got the benefits, of course, that we're discussing today, but it's also it's also a card that on the ChooseLocal.com site is a card that you can get discounts and all sorts of great deals from local businesses. They have access to their own pages, so they can switch up and do different things on those pages to benefit their business. So anyway, on that site as well, it has connections to the Unitas and the Visa card.
So I go to ChooseLocal.com, and if I just sign up for a credit card that looks like it has the same logo, does that same one card fit in with your program?
Yes.
Great. Thank you very much.
The mayor has one of the world's largest versions of that credit card in his office. I have just two questions, if I may, Mayor.
Yes.
One is, assuming that this is a big hit, which, of course, we hope it is, do we have a sense of what it could generate over time?
You have to say your name to introduce yourself.
Right. Thank you. My name is Paul Kirkbride. I'm with United Community Credit Union, as mentioned before. And to answer your question, Commissioner, we ran a number of different scenarios, and obviously it would depend on exactly how many cards were issued. But I think we're looking somewhere between, let's say if we issued a couple of thousand cards, between probably $50,000 to $100,000 a year could come out of the interchange donation. Things that can influence that or impact that would be the type of credit card user. If somebody's, let's say they carry balances, but they're not a transactor, they're not actually out there spending, then of course that could bring it down. And there's a number of discussions taking place right now at the national level about interchange income. So a change in the interchange rates could also impact the amount of the donation. I think the important point is the more cards that are issued, the more likelihood there is of transactions, which means the greater the donation will be. There's no cap on how much we end up donating at the end of the day. And if the amount is inconsequential in 6 to 12 months, then we'll go back and reevaluate the amount of the donation to make sure that we are having a positive impact on schools.
And the other just comment I wanted to make to Warren, no relation, Fish, is that I liked your vision of expanding the Sun School program. My guess is with the kind of budget challenges that the county and the city are going to face over the next few years, if we could just hold the line on the funding, that would be progress. And as you know, the city funds between 10 and 11 Sun School programs through parks, and we have a great partnership with the county on this. But my concern beyond expanding the program is holding on to what we have while we're likely to be cutting budgets for some time. So whether it's to shore up what we have or to expand, it sounds like a wonderful opportunity.
Definitely true, and I agree that holding the line, given the budget challenge at the county and the city right now, is our priority. But someday, there are a lot of, particularly in our high schools, a lot of opportunities to serve more kids who we can give them some real important support and service, the kids and families who are not getting it now. So
thank you.
Thank you all very much. Really appreciate it. Thank you. Great work. Anyone else wish to testify? All right. This moves to second reading and vote next week. We are adjourned.
Long day.